wanted to ask you about T-cell lymphoma. You had this patient, a 61-year-old woman. Maybe we could talk about her.
Sure thing. So this is a 61-year-old female patient who has peripheral T-cell lymphoma, NOS, so not otherwise specified, a very common type. Stage 3A, treated with our standard CHOP chemotherapy and then consolidated by an autologous stem cell transplant in first remission. Within a year, had evidence of disease progression, rebiopsied, still shown to be PTCL-NOS, treated with romidepsin, but had disease progression. And then, because this peripheral T-cell lymphoma patient did have evidence of CD30 expression on the tumor cells, we enrolled her in a clinical trial looking at brentuximab vedotin in these patients, and she had a nice response, partial response to treatment on brentuximab vedotin for an 8-month period, then had evidence of progression and has gone on to other therapies.
Any tolerability issues with the B-vedotin, any neuropathy?
So in general, we've treated a lot of patients with brentuximab vedotin, and patients will tolerate it extremely well. But when they get up to about 8 to 12 doses, that's when the neuropathy begins to become more of an issue. And some patients have no neuropathy at all, but I would say the majority have some degree, and for some, the neuropathy can be quite debilitating. So we find that when you get to the 8 to 10 or 12 doses, it gets a little harder to keep giving.